Welcome to our 31st SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here, and I hope you're keeping well. We're still rejoicing in such beautiful Ascension Masses yesterday, and we are totally and utterly proud of our amazing girls on their truly exemplary and highly reverent participation. And so on to pupil success. We were very honoured to receive a letter from Preet Kaur Gill MP. Our school is in her constituency, and we were very proud that she took time to congratulate us on being awarded the title of the best comprehensive school in the Midlands. To quote a small paragraph from her letter, she said, "I am writing to extend my warmest congratulations to you, your staff and all students at St. Paul's School for Girls on being named Comprehensive School of the Year 2026 by the Sunday Times. This is a significant and well-deserved achievement, reflecting the school's continued commitment to academic excellence as well as the strength of its wider community and values. Recognition at this level is a testament not only to outcomes, but to the environment you have created for students to thrive, build confidence, and fulfill their potential." That was really kind of her, and we were delighted to receive that accolade from our constituency MP. Congratulations to Misha in 8L. Her dance school was chosen to perform three dance routines at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom, which the aficionados of Strictly know is the mecca of ballroom dance. Not only did they perform, they also received a standing ovation. Misha has also been chosen to compete in Blackpool again in the British Championships in August in the tap dancing section. And last Saturday, Misha attended the IDTA Freestyle Scholarship Competition in Milton Keynes, where she was placed fourth out of the top 375 dancers in the whole of the country. What amazing achievements. We're so proud of Misha, for as well as being such a hugely talented dancer, she is such a gracious and refined young lady. In a few years' time, expect to see Misha on Strictly. Huge congratulations to Maisie in 10U. She has been signed for West Bromwich Albion under 16 women's football team for next season. This is a great tribute to her amazing footballing skills, her dedicated training, and her all-round excellence in team sports. Very well done to Maisie. Congratulations to the very worthy winners of the Our Lady of Fatima Prize, nominated by their head of year for being positive, caring, and embodying the best spiritual values of our school. Well done to Jane in 70. To Sharon in 7T, to Audrey in 8T, to Emily in 8T, to Ava in 9T, to Serena in 9P, to Alicia in 9S, to Emily in 10U, to Olivia in 10P, to Mary Rose in 11S, to Brianne in 11U, to Davina in 12L, and to Happiness in 12U. Congratulations also to two pupils from each year group who are the recipients of the Ascension Prize for the highest levels of progress so far this academic year. Well done to Lucy in 7A, to Evie in 7P, to Amelia in 8A, to Gabriella in 8P, to Catalina in 9U, to Genesis in 9L, to Steffi in 10A, to Zoe in 10T, to Prudence in 12A, and to Alicia in 12P. Congratulations to Ava in 8U on winning the weekend quiz on the geographical and environmental significance of the Ascension Island. She showed superb research skills as well as a fantastic appreciation of global communication networks. Very well done. And so on to school events. Yesterday we had the most beautiful masses to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. Thank you to our magnificent readers who read with such clarity and conviction. To Emily from 12S, to Despina from 12T, to Amaris from 12U, to Cheldane from 10L, to Miriam from 10L, to Leticia from 10L, to Sylvie from 9T, and to Holly from 9U. A huge thanks also to our altar servers, who were so mature and such fine faith witnesses. Well done to Chinny in 10U, to Joanna in 10U, to Brittany in 10U, to Emily in 10U, to Casey in 9L, to Chimamanda in 9T, to Alicia in 9S, and to Chizzy in 7A. Thank you to Alejandra, Mrs. McLean, and Father Anton for such a beautiful liturgy, and to Mr. Ashfield and to Mr. Venables for their superb technological skills in live streaming the Mass to the girls who could not fit in the chapel, so that all pupils and staff had the opportunity to have Mass and receive Holy Communion, even with the gym and the new hall being used for exams. Yesterday, 60 Year 7 also went to a very interesting performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Rep. The girls really enjoyed it and were absolutely superb ambassadors for our school in their exemplary behaviour. Thank you to all of the English team for their wonderful organisation and leadership of this inspirational opportunity. Thank you to the parents for attending the Year 7 Lourdes Pilgrimage and the Year 10 Belgium Battlefields Parental Information Evenings. We really do appreciate all your support. And so on to forthcoming events. This Monday, there is a Make, Do and Mend session after school. This is the opportunity for your daughter to bring any clothes or indeed any other items she would like to mend or upcycle. Miss Mullen will be there to give support, and obviously the girls will have access to the sewing machines and any other resources. Our upcoming art exhibition takes place at the Art Yard Gallery in Cradley Heath, showcasing the incredible talent of our art students and helping to raise funds for Crohn's and colitis. This is a wonderful opportunity to see the fantastic work that Year 10 have been creating and to celebrate their achievement of having their work displayed in an art gallery. There is a private viewing of the exhibition this Monday, the 18th of May, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. As I said, the exhibition is on for the week, but if you wish to be part of the private viewing, it's this Monday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. You do not need to purchase a ticket. You can just turn up and be amazed at the skills of our wonderful artists. As many of you are aware, Aston Villa are playing Freiburg in the Europa Cup final next Wednesday. The last time Villa were in a European Cup final was in 1982, 44 years ago. As you can imagine, as an avid Villa fan, I'm just a teeny bit excited and delighted. In recognition of Villa getting to the final, on Thursday next week, the day after the match, we are having a dress down day with the emphasis on wearing sporting attire. I do hope it's going to be a day of joy. Sadly, those doing public examinations must wear their school uniform, but anyone else is very welcome to wear sporting attire for no cost, just for joy. Next Friday, we break up for half term at 3:20. We return to school on Monday, the 1st of June, at normal time of 8:50 a.m. And so on to just one thing, which this week is being led by Michaela, one of our school counsellors, with strategies on supporting our girls' well-being. Good morning, I'm Michaela Probert, I'm the school counsellor. Ahead of Mental Health Awareness Week, I've been asked to provide a few tips for parents on promoting good mental health. Firstly, creating a space for open communication is key. Checking in daily to see how your child is doing, listening without trying to fix, and not judging or comparing them to others. Asking them how you can support them. This helps children feel heard and understood, and builds trust and emotional resilience. Secondly, prioritising routine. A predictable routine helps children feel safe and more in control. It also enables you to notice behavioural changes, such as sleeping difficulties and loss of appetite, increased isolating and irritability levels, which is often a way children express emotional distress. If changes are persistent, it is important to seek professional support early. Lastly, encourage a healthy life balance. As children spend the majority of their week in school learning and completing work, this needs to be balanced with fun and relaxation time to boost well-being and avoid burnout. Therefore, encourage children to engage in hobbies, interests, and social time. This doesn't have to be expensive. Simply going for a walk, cooking together, watching the film, and family games all play an important role. Have a good week. Thank you very much to Michaela for those really helpful ideas and strategies. And if you are ever worried about your daughter and her well-being and mental health, please never hesitate to contact your daughter's head of year, because we can always assist with advice, support, or make a referral to one of our school counsellors. And so on to prayer. Following the Feast of the Ascension, we remain in Ascensiontide until Pentecost Sunday. So our prayer for today is a Celtic prayer for Ascensiontide, focusing on the uplifting and positive presence of Jesus in our lives. Adora from 8a and Agnes from 8a, who are completing their office and administration work experience today, will join with me in the responses, which we hope you will find inspirational and will lift up your spirits. Risen, ascended Lord, you came down
to lift us up.
You descended to earth,
that earth might ascend to heaven.
You descended to the dead,
that the dead might rise to life.
In our struggles,
lift us up.
In our tiredness,
lift us up.
Lift us, Lord,
out of darkness into light, out of despair into hope.
Lift us, Lord,
out of sadness into joy, out of failure into trust.
Lift us, Lord,
out of anger into forgiveness, out of pride into humility.
Lift us, Lord,
out of doubt into faith, out of loneliness into community.
Lift us, Lord,
out of death into life. Lift us into your heart to be with you for all eternity.
Amen. Thank God our girls doing their public examinations are doing so with such calm and diligent confidence. We continue to keep them in our prayers, remembering that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.